Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, September 4th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with this afternoon's headlines. Some of Dorian's outer bands are already pounding the coast with heavy rains, but storm surge is the biggest threat. Right now, the entire coast of South Carolina is under storm surge warning. National Weather Service meteorologist John Quagliarello.
Salt water could rise as much as 4 to 8 feet above normally dry ground across locations along the coast and farther inland along tidal waterways. This surge will enter structures and make roads impassable.
With Dorian's pass expected in the next 24 hours, Governor Henry McMaster is urging people to evacuate the coast.
If you are still in an evacuation zone, you still have time to get out, but time to get out is running out.
South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen is in Charleston. She says the winds and rains are picking up.
Edisto has enacted a curfew. In Hugie, authorities have been going door to door, urging people who live along the waterway to leave. In Charleston, high water vehicles from the National Guard are on standby, and swift water rescue teams are ready. City officials expect the harbor to rise more than 10 feet overnight. That's higher than both Hurricanes Matthew and Irma. And it's why Police Chief Luther Reynolds expects to shut down many roads.
We'll be closing down large portions of the peninsula. It will not be possible to get in and around.
City officials still urge people to leave, but if they stay, ask them to stay inside. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
Electric utilities serving the state are poised to respond to expected power outages. More from South Carolina Public Radio's Russ McKinney.
Power crews from around the southeast have already arrived in the state in the event they are needed. Crews from Tennessee, Kentucky, Georgia, and Arkansas are pre-positioning to assist the electric co-ops in coastal areas. Dominion Energy says it has 1,300 workers prepared to augment its efforts. During storms, most power outages are the result of high winds. It appears, however, that Dorian's greatest threat may come from coastal flooding. But flooding can also disrupt some electricity distribution systems. All of the utilities report outages in their service areas in real time via their individual company websites. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney in Columbia.
That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.